The next couple I want is David and Josie. If you guys can come up here. Again, if you're getting a word from them and be praying for a word for them, write it down.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give me your names.
David.
Josie.
David and Josie. Hallelujah. David, the Lord says he has put oil on your feet. The Lord says he's calling you as an evangelist, a fisher of men. And the Father is going to cause the words of anointing in your mouth to draw the ear of the unsaved, the ear of those who have turned away from the Lord. He's going to use you to bring many backsliders back home. The Spirit of the Lord is going to give you the words of wisdom that will cause them to turn toward the Lord once again. And sometimes you won't even realize that the words you're saying are penetrating because their faces will not be open all the time. In fact, they'll look kind of hard. But the Lord says, just look beyond that because he has put oil. Your feet is just full of oil. He's going to lead you where you need to go. And he's going to lead you into some unusual places, some places that others might criticize you for. Yet the Spirit of the Lord says that he has anointed your feet with oil. I also see the Spirit of the Lord putting oil in your mouth. And the oil, to me, always represents the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord. And when he puts oil in your mouth, the Scripture says, open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. When you don't know what to say, if you just ask right in here, what do I say? The Lord's going to give you the words right on the spot. And you can start, you don't have to have a major degree or be real eloquent. You just need to have the oil. And that's with you all the time. You stir it up. The Lord says, stir up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You are a man that's called to the Spirit of the Lord. You have a particular calling in that area where the Lord is going to teach you and walk with you. And there's a certain realm of the Spirit that can only be accessed by the Holy Ghost instruction. And he's calling you to follow him into that realm. And it's a realm of the supernatural that's far beyond what we comprehend. But you desire that. The Lord says, yes, there will be miracles there. He will teach you how to handle the miracles. He will teach you how to walk with humility. Guard your heart diligently, for out of it are the issues of life. The Lord says, if you will do these things, if you will be willing to follow him wherever he leads and to guard your heart and receive wise counsel, you're going to find the anointing getting stronger and stronger. It'll be like a fire. Right now it's a, I see it like a candle, like a candle flame. But the Lord says the Spirit of God is going to breathe on it more and more until it suddenly bursts into a holy conflagration. That means a huge fire that's going to draw people. Of course, if you mix oil with fire, it's going to get pretty hot. It's going to get pretty hot, but he's going to teach you how to walk the way of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You're a warrior too. The Lord says he's teaching you how to wage warfare using the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is like a sword that can hew down the enemies of the Lord. Hosea speaks about, the Lord says, I have hewed them with the words of my mouth. That means his mouth became a sword. The words became a sword that came out. The Lord's going to teach you how to use that against the enemy, not against flesh and blood, but against the enemy. Hallelujah. You are a warrior also. The Lord sees you as one who is perfectly suited to walk alongside this man. In every walk, there are always questions and struggles, the issues that arise. That's pretty normal to life on planet Earth. And the Lord says he will resolve all of the issues if you'll turn to him again and again, because God's called you to walk alongside this man. I see you carrying a large shield. And the Scripture speaks about the shield of faith. The Lord has given you a gift of faith. It's beyond just believing. It's a literally a gift. It's faith, the faith of God that's bigger than your own natural faith, because you have a faith that grows by daily exercise and by daily prayer. But this is beyond that. There will be circumstances that you and your husband will enter into that is going to require faith, a gift of faith. And don't be afraid to begin to speak to those things that are facing you, and to literally command them to come down, utilizing the word of the Lord. A faith, it's right in here. You'll feel it suddenly rise in you and get hot. Like I felt the fire in him. I also feel the same thing in you, commensurate to him. And the Lord says that sometimes you've been hesitant about stepping into that which you don't understand, because you're afraid that you'll do it wrong, or people will notice you. You're not one that is out dancing in front. You're quieter and natured than that. But the Lord says he's going to cause such a cry of faith to come out of you, that it's going to literally cause strongholds to crumble before you. The enemy that has come against you and has lifted up a resistance against you, he's going to flee. Don't worry, he's not stronger than anything. He's just small compared to our God. God wants to teach you about his power, and he wants to teach you about his word, because the two go together, the word of the Lord that created the universe, and a word whispered by someone with that faith can cause a whole mountain to shake and tremble. It's that kind of faith God's going to train you in. Now that tells me you're going to need some circumstances where you must overcome. So don't get shaken by that. That's just part of the walk.
David, when I was looking at you, what I saw is, it's like you were looking down and you saw a hand reaching up. But what it was is I saw the hand and it was coming out of the ground. And you reached down and you pulled this person up. And he came out of the ground and it was a young person. This person had earrings and tattoos and had all these different things. And there was a darkness about him. But you lifted him up out of the ground. And then what I saw is I saw your heart and it was just beating. And what I heard God saying is that he has put that heart in you to care for those that are in trouble, that are in depths. And you were literally pull them from the gates and from the hands of hell. And then as I was just praying, what I heard is 1 Corinthians 13:11. It says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And God is causing you to come to a place of maturity in manhood in this season. He's putting things in front of you, and he's causing you to say, is this actually for me, for my growth? And some of those things you will put aside. And I encourage you to read chapter 13, because it's what they call the love chapter. But really, it's about those things that are not lovely. Those are the childish things that are put away. As you read and see the childish things, the growth that you have as a man and the impact that you will have for the kingdom of God is going to explode. And Josie, when I was standing here, what I saw is this, like this cape. It was a colorful cape. And I saw it in the hands of a person, and they were just kind of brushing it off and making it look nice. And it was colorful, and it had this big collar that kind of stick up. And I saw the hands just put it around you and tie the bow in front. And what I heard the Lord saying is that He has prepared the garment for you. And it is a garment of praise. It's a garment as you put on that praise and that worship that covers you. And it's a spiritual garment that is a garment of protection, but it's a garment of power. And it's a garment of power in the Holy Spirit. Because God is in this season teaching you and training you to rise up in His Spirit. And as you rise up in His Spirit, you will see things. It's like you're going to begin to start seeing visions. And you'll just it'll flash in front of you and you'll kind of look around and not really see it. What was that? But as He begins to train you, you'll see it and then you'll press into it. It's like I'm pressing into it and I'm asking God, what does that mean? He's going to equip you and give you visions and speak to you prophetically. Father, right now, I just pray for her eyes, her spiritual eyes. I just release these visions. I release this prophetic spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just proclaim it so, Lord, that she is being well equipped to walk in Your Spirit. Father, I just pray over this marriage and I say, be strengthened that nothing on earth, below the earth, above, would be able to separate these two. I just proclaim unity in Your Spirit, Lord God, that they will walk in strength and power, the power of Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Decisions, decisions, choices, choices. The Lord gives me Proverbs 3 for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will direct your path. So do not fear, for I am near, and I will bring you through. Do not fear, for I am near, and I will bring you through. I am making you, I am molding you to be free, don't you see? You can laugh, you can have fun, you can dance with me, and you can laugh with me. So let go, let go, let go, let go of the fear and the apprehension and the comparison. Let go all that bind. For I will not cause you to be behind. You are right on time. You are right on time. I see that you are a practical man, and God is going to use your practicality in spiritual ways. God uses your mind, and it's a good thing. You are a practical man, and He's going to give you spiritual words. As you see people, it's just going to flow easily out of you. It's going to flow easily out of you. Don't overthink this thing. It's going to come naturally, supernatural for you. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be easy. And you will come into a place of great joy in doing the will of the Lord. And doing His will can be easy and simple. And yes, at times it's hard, but it's not always hard. So just take a deep breath. Enjoy the ride. Okay.
because he is hiding you under the shadow of his wings.